Welcome to episode 19 of the Drive Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and listening and downloading. This episode will be all about social media and why we should really think about its value as we view schools. I think there's some power in social media where we can share the great things that happen and let people know that our schools are great. They're great places. Our kids do amazing things. Our teachers are awesome. Our districts are incredible. And I think social media is something that we can use to harness some of that power for that. It's also good to teach our students how to use that. And so we should model that for them. Today's podcast and all the associated links, you can find them at teachingfromhere.com/podcast. If you want this particular one, scroll down to episode 19. It's right there. As always, I would love it if you would take a minute to leave a rating or feedback for the podcast wherever you have found it, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or some other place. And thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the drive.
On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to the drive. Thanks for listening today. I appreciate the feedback that you give and all of that interactions that kind of happen as you've listened to this and maybe talked with me or others about what you hear. The goal here is to provide some thoughtful topics as we talk about education and what's going on, or educational technology, or all those kinds of different things. Today I want to talk about social media. I know that in the classroom, social media can sometimes be a really scary, intimidating thing for teachers. It can be scary and intimidating, you know, for parents, for sure. It can be scary and intimidating. But I think that there's a power in social media, too, that doesn't get examined very well because of the rush to judgment, the collective rush to judgment, and kind of the fear of the relationships that can develop on social media. And I want to say that as with all things that come along with technology, I think there's always good and there's always bad that can come out of any advanced technology, any advance, and it depends on the use of that platform or tool or technology. But if you just look at what technology has allowed us to do over the past 100 years. I mean, you know, my great-grandmother came to Oklahoma in a covered wagon and yet lived long enough to see people land on the moon and see a space shuttle that could safely take a single vehicle, which could take people into space and land back on Earth. And so there's a lot of good things that came out of technology. And another example, you know, would be guns. Guns allowed men to hunt, to eat and feed themselves and clothe themselves, and it was good. But then guns are capable of tremendous violence against other humans, and there's some, you know, there's some issues there. And social media is no different. It's technology that has come around that has its good points and its bad points. And you don't have to look very far to find things from social media that are just really terrible. But I'm here to make the case that we should not immediately shut social media down for school or for learning or for participation for kids. It's my belief that through social media, a lot of the walls that are inherently built can be taken down, and things that we can find on social media that are beneficial and positive and encouraging can help us in our learning and help us construct knowledge that we can take with us and that is more meaningful and personal than almost anything that we've got to this point in time. And so I want to talk about that today. And there's going to be a blog post as well that will be associated with this, and I'll put the link in the notes for this episode. But here are the things why I believe that social media can be very, very powerful in the classroom. For one, it allows people to connect to each other in a way that promotes some conversation and some learning to occur outside of the time that these students are together. So in a middle school or high school classroom, you're talking about students that typically have about a 1 hour class period with the teacher and each other, and maybe there's a project or something going on, and a lot of kids can utilize social media to communicate with the teacher and the other students on that project outside the school day, and that's not a bad thing. There's also the opportunity for students to get wayward on social media and to do some things maybe they shouldn't, but if there's a teacher or adult that's involved in that process, then there can be some correction that can happen and some discussion of what's going on and some talk about things that are occurring, and the teacher then can role model social media and help the student understand, hey, maybe I made this mistake or shouldn't have said this thing or post that item. And yes, there's going to be rascal kids that don't get it, and then there's another level of intervention that would need to happen. But think about that. Do we want to shut down social media, the entire access to it, because, you know, two kids out of the 200 are not using it correctly? Is that beneficial? If we can, as teachers, be a role model, and which means that we also need to be fluid with social media and understand those things, can we not then use those things as part of our classroom culture to help students understand how to work through potential issues, and then also how to show them how to connect to those things? So again, back to the students in secondary schools, middle schools, and high schools. What if you are talking about a specific book or a literary thing in English class, and through Twitter you were able to reach out to the author, and let's say the author was willing to participate with you? Could you not then have some sort of Twitter chat with that author? How real and how much more impactful could that be, where your students could tweet questions to the author in real time, and the author can respond to those questions and maybe ask his own? And now you've got a conversation now with an author and, say, 30 students. And how dynamic would that be? I mean, it would be amazing. Better than a Skype interview or something like that, where one student at a time is asking a question. Through social media, every student has a voice and can ask that question. It can become a powerful, powerful thing. Maybe you're doing something with astronomy and you reach out to a super expert astrophysicist person, and they were able to engage you in your physics class and astronomy class and talk with you about the different things that happen, and you can have that conversation. What about in math class, where you put a problem on the board and you let all the kids take a picture and tweet their work, and everybody can examine that? And now you can look at everybody's work instead of one. You can also, even with math, there's experts out there that are fun to talk to that are willing to engage on Twitter. Can we not break down some of those walls? What about with social studies, history? There's all kinds of great, great history out there. Maybe you're doing something on Civil War and you reach towards an expert or towards a park ranger or towards somebody at one of those Civil War battle sites that you can engage them in conversation and ask your questions. What I'm saying is social media gives us the opportunity to make the learning much more involved than just a superficial, this is what I ate for breakfast sort of drive-by setting. So think about your classroom. Think about what you're doing in your classroom. Think about how your classroom's organized, and if your kids have social media or not, and is that something that you want to cross into? And each teacher has to come to their own conclusion on that, but at some point, we need our students to understand appropriate use of social media. And if they don't get to practice that appropriate use, and if they don't have a teacher role model that appropriate use, where exactly are they going to learn appropriate use of social media from? And that's a good question to think about. And yeah, is it scary? Yes, you bet it's scary. But you know what? I've connected with some students on social media, and those relationships have been great. And I haven't been in the high school classroom for about a year now as I've been working on my graduate work, but I still have my calculus students reaching out to me through social media asking for help. And tell me how that's a bad thing. And it requires me to use social media responsibly as well. And that's not a bad thing. I've learned so much through social media myself. Things to try in the classroom, different Pinterest pins, different Twitter hashtags, different Facebook communities. It's helped me grow as an educator. And if it's helping me grow as an educator and I'm using it correctly, you know, I should then take that, I should take what I've learned and role model for my students. And I do that with my college students. I role model for them and I ask them to participate in social media and I ask them to participate in different Twitter chats and I encourage them to use it in a way that allows them to connect to others and to create a culture of learning. I think there's just some great, great things that you can use social media for. For example, I know there's a teacher in Moore, Oklahoma, and I can't remember exactly what the setup was, and I could have the wrong topic. But I think, I'm fairly certain that he had, in his U.S. history class, he was talking about the Constitutional Convention, and so he had his students tweet the Constitutional Convention. And I'm not sure exactly what his lesson plan was for that, but they had 140 characters to communicate their thoughts on the Constitution. So think about this for social studies. If you're talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and you're talking about organizing this new government, then maybe one of the things that you could do as part of a lesson would be to put 10 current school policies up on the board. And then give the students the rule that those 10 policies have to be changed and there has to be consensus. What happens is you have this huge discussion then over exactly how each one of those rules should be changed, why it should be changed, how it should be changed. If you have that discussion in real time with real students, the classroom gets loud, unorganized, crazy, messy, and is hard for every student to offer their voice. If you do this through Twitter with a classroom hashtag, then every student has a voice, every student can make a suggestion, every student can have a vote, and then maybe after a few minutes the teacher steps in and says, all right, we're going to vote on this first issue. So that's one way to do it. In international languages classes, Spanish or French or German or Chinese, you can reach out to experts in those fields and in those languages and communicate with them and have the students tweet in that foreign language, in that international language. There's just a huge, huge, wide assortment of things that you can do. And then outside of the classroom, what about your school or your school district? Why not create a district hashtag that can tie all of your schools together and you can show off all the amazing things that your schools are doing? You know, sometimes in large metropolitan school districts, they're just all over the place. Students go to this particular school, they have rivals, but you know what? At the end of the day, that school district represents your community. And when one sports team or one academic team or one band or one drama department does something that's truly outstanding, you can tag that truly outstanding thing with a cool picture and with the district hashtag, and then everybody in your community can see how amazing your teachers are, your staff is, in your buildings are. I mean, there's great, great power in social media, and it amplifies your voice, and it gives teachers and schools agency, it gives students a voice. There's a lot of great things. So I hope that one of the things that you kind of get from this, I hope that you feel challenged to try and step into this world, and it can be scary, but you know what? With social media, I can find exactly what I want, and I seek to find the good in everything that happens. I seek to find the good in what our schools do. I seek to find the good in what our students do. I seek to find the good in our education system. And yeah, there's horrible, horrible things out there, but you know what? I avoid that stuff. And if you role model for your students, and if you counsel your students when they make mistakes, and if you can show them some trust, they will amaze you with what they can do. Thanks for listening to The Drive today. I appreciate your time. And as always, be brilliant. I can't wait to get on the road again.